Vlasic over on the other side. Bedard. Chicago throws it in front. Field to get a shot. 8 seconds to go. Ducks trying to get it out, but Toronto couldn't get it out. Last second shot here behind the net. Missed the net. And the Anaheim Ducks hold on for another win on the road. And how about that? A win last night in Dallas. A win tonight in Chicago. The final 3-2. Should be a fun trip home tomorrow to SoCal.
A three-game win streak. Wow, what a way to cap off the hockey game. And it was just a defensive masterclass for this Anaheim Duck team, keeping a lot of those chances to the outside. Besides that Foligno opportunity, I tell you what, this Ducks team, they got to be feeling so happy for one another. Played a quality 60 minutes of play, Steve. And look, it wasn't pretty, right? It wasn't a pretty win, but they'll take it. And unlike last season, we didn't get a lot of these types of wins, right? Where it wasn't your best game, but you still came out with the 2 points, yep. Right? So it feels good knowing that this Ducks team has much better hockey to be played. They're riding a three-game win streak, and you still come out with the 2 points.
And when you win like we did on the road early in the season, got to give you a lot of confidence. That's a big word right now, but you can see it. They're gaining confidence every game out now. Can't wait for the next one. And, hey, this was a fun 2 days, I have to tell you. Two decent teams. You know that Dallas team's good. I was very impressed with how they played the game, ended up winning, and then a hard-working Chicago team playing in their home building. Ducks win. Hey, you got to feel good about this past couple of days.
And how about winning with only 24 shots on goal? If you look at the shots on goal total between two teams, you have 20 for the home team, 24 for the good guys, and you come out with the win. So you know that you can put up a lot more shots than 24. You know you can do a lot better things, and to come out with the 2 points despite that, things are looking up. From Orange County.
Yeah, they are. You know what? I want to take a break now so you and Alexis can get going with a post-game show. Be heading back to the hotel and talk to you here in the coming days from Anaheim during our next broadcast. Everybody, thank you for the work done. And Alexis and Emerson up next with what should be a happy post-game show. Ducks win 3-2 in Chicago. Good job, fellas. And you've been listening to all of it on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, this is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry back and scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the rock holiday tradition returns. Saturday, November 30th, 2 shows, Honda Center. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Bring the whole family to the all-new show. Soaring guitars, dazzling lasers, and enough pyro to keep you warm. time all season. Don't miss Trans-Siberian Orchestra live in concert.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Make your next Anaheim Ducks game even more exciting by participating in the 50-50 raffle. Not only could you take home a huge cash prize, but you'll be helping make a difference in our communities. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/50-50-raffle for more information.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit UCIHealth.org/stop-at-nothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
The Anaheim Ducks extend their win streak to 3 games now as they take down the Chicago Blackhawks 3-2 tonight at the United Center in the Windy City. Emerson Needham is in the Windy City, and I'm Alexis Downey here for your post-game show on DuckStream. Emerson, a great win for the Ducks once again tonight, and as you said to Steve, it wasn't pretty, but you had your makeup on for it.
And speaking of being in the Windy City, AD, I tell you what, I don't like wind. I don't like Windy City, so it's so good that we came out with the 2 points in this game. I'm a SoCal boy. I need to get back to that warm, shortened T-shirt weather, AD.
You'll be back here soon enough, and you won't have to deal with the wind in Chicago, although it has been a little windy here in Southern California. So let's talk about this game here tonight. The Ducks finding a way to get it done. Alex Killorn, a big part of it. Trevor Zegras, 2 points as well. Who stood out to you from this one?
Well, a lot of players. It was last game. Let me go down the list here. Well, Leo gets on the board, right? And that's huge for him, and to just lower that bottom hand on that twig, get that leverage. That was a tough play because it's not like he's on the inside on that goal. He's on the outside, technically being boxed out, and to will your way, or at least that puck, into the back of the net. That was showing some elite-level playmaking capability there. And as we go further, Pavel Mentikov, of course, making a statement. And I know I'm announcing some goal scorers right there, but they followed up with great backup games as well. So Menti get on the board. Hopefully, catch a bottle. It starts to pour as far as goal production for him as well. And look, Brett Leason on that goal there by Pavel Mentikov. He slows it down. Patience with the puck. He gets his head up. It's not like, and I mentioned this live on the broadcast, where he could have just fired that. And there was a lot of traffic. That wouldn't have been a bad play. He elects to have patience and find Minty on the back door there. And last but not least, Trevor Zegras. He was phenomenal in this hockey game. Such high-end skill on display, shift in and shift out. So those are a few guys that played really well.
Zegras really getting back into form, and I liked him on that top line there tonight. Despite him being out on the wing, he looked pretty comfortable. And also a good point there, Emmer. I mean, just putting up some goals comparatively to the beginning of the month where the Ducks were struggling to get goals. Now they're doing pretty well in that department. So let's get into all of the goals from this one. Starting in the first period, it was Jason Dickinson for the Chicago Blackhawks to get the scoring going on a one-timer.
Chicago will go after the puck. Bedard's out in the ice, so watch him. He's out at the point right in front of the Anaheim Ducks players' bench. Bedard gets it. Tries to make a play, or will he shoot? Makes a play. Instead, they score! And that was Dickinson who scored the goal. And Chicago will take a 1-0 lead with 2:57 to play in the opening period.
I know we have another goal from Dickinson, but he really was one of the best players for Chicago tonight, Emerson.
Yeah, I mentioned it right after he scored that goal, his ability to open up. And he was ready for that one-time pass, and it goes short side shelf. It was a beautiful goal. Both of his goals were really pretty.
And there would be another goal in this first period. This one coming from the Anaheim Ducks to tie things up. It was Pavel Mintikov, short side over the blocker. Great vision from Brett Leeson, too, with the pass.
Lundstrom will work it back out for Gudas. A shot, knocked down, rebound, pass. It was broken up by the Hawks. Brett Leeson has it in front, a shot, score! What a pass by Brett Leeson. What a shot by Pavel Mintikov. And the Ducks have tied it up. 54.4 seconds left in the first period. It's a 1-1 contest.
Brett Leeson with some tremendous patience, some tremendous vision, threading the needle on that pass to the weak side of Pavel Mintikov. He makes no mistake. Wow, what a tally.
And I mean, Leeson shared with you guys in that second intermission interview just how confident he's been feeling. He's making the plays, and that was another example of it.
Yeah, and it just, I go back to the points that we've been making and what he's made in the interviews from him, taking that extra time, working on his game. For all of the listeners out there that are playing youth hockey or even adult hockey, work on your game, work on your passing, grab a buddy, go out onto stick and puck or stick time and work on your game, because Brett Leeson is doing it practice in, practice out. He's the first one on the ice. He is the last one off, and he's not the only one. We talked about Zelly, same way. Matt T's always been that way, and more guys are doing that. And breaking out of their shells and being leaders. And for him to just when is his point production going to stop? It just seems like he is producing and going to continue to produce at an incredible rate. He's playing unbelievable hockey. What a feed. And good on Pavel Mintikov for finding that dead spot. He was active. He was in and on that play, and it was a great finish.
Great finish for Pavel Mintikov. And, you know, in the way Brett Leeson has been playing, it's something that the Ducks have needed, and someone that is slowly becoming someone that they can rely on as well. So it was a 1-1 game tied after the first period. Moving into the second period, Jason Dickinson got his second goal of the game to give the Hawks the lead again.
Bedard there, crunched against the board behind the Anaheim goal line. Ellison there trying to fight off Teravainen. Possession of the puck. Chicago holds on to it there. In front of shot, they score! And guess who got it? Jason Dickinson, his second goal of the hockey game. And they just were persistent and more persistent. Got the good shot they wanted in front of Gibson and fired the puck by him.
Now, even though Chicago took the lead there early in the second period, the Ducks started to turn it on as they outshot Chicago in that period. We went into the third, and their efforts from the second paid off in that third as Alex Killorn got the tying power play goal with a really nice feed from Trevor Zegras.
Penalty over with. Anaheim gets it back. Zegras, cross-ice setup. A shot, bad angle. Leeson's there to cover. Get the loose puck. Spinning around in a circle. Double team. Still fighting for possession of the puck. Finally, Murphy for Chicago. Turned it over. Shot, score! Attaboy! The Anaheim Ducks have tied up the hockey game at 2-2 with some great work behind the net. Alex Killorn gets the goal. He's kind of on fire. The Ducks have tied it 2-2.
And Emerson, it's fitting because in the pregame show, we were talking about how the power play has really improved in the more recent games, and they get another one tonight.
And a big part of that was Trevor Zegras, right? What a pass there. He corrals it. He almost hooks it. It was a very unorthodox, deceptive play, but it worked. It really froze the pressure there in the net front, and it really froze netminder Soderblom and able to open up that far side. Not a whole lot of goals are going to be scored when that puck is just on the ice. I mean, Cutter, that was just such a sneaky shot there for his first National Hockey League goal, but it was with a purpose, and it was a high-velocity shot. This was a slower shot, and it goes to show it fooled Arvid Soderblom, and it was just a goal that doesn't happen very often, but it's a huge goal. And that one's got to feel good for Killer. I know that he wants to produce a lot more, and he was just probably in the top three most effective players for the Ducks here in this hockey game. So he was tremendous, a tremendous goal, and a much-needed goal at that time.
And I want to correct myself. I said that was on the power play. That was actually right after the power play ended. So that was an even strength goal from Alex Killorn there in the third period for the Ducks. Either way, though, the power play getting some chances right before that when Brian Dumoulin took that high stick. The Ducks then had the game tied at 2. Leo Carlson would be the next goal scorer for Anaheim, getting a big goal, 9:38 into the third period.
Anaheim regrouping in their own zone. Here's Alex Killorn, and a part of the success here. 10:30 to play in the third period. Anaheim gets a turnover from Hall in the neutral zone. Back the other way, Killorn shoots, score! Well, we asked for Leo Carlson to get a goal earlier in the game, and he winds up with a big one here on a redirect after a pass from Killorn on the wall. And the Ducks take a 3-2 third period lead.
Always good to see Leo Carlson getting a goal.
With his celebration, it just seemed as if with that big smile, it was just like a sigh of relief. And AD, I mean, you know how much he loves the game of hockey. We see that smile all the time. It's funny, in the pregame skate prior to the Dallas Stars game, he scores a goal. It was a great goal, and then he goes down on one knee. Sellies, Trevor Zegras comes in into the huddle and gives him bumps. It was so good to see. He loves the game. He always has that smile on his face. And look, he's a professional through and through. Goes about his business just all hours of every day to the highest of standards. And look, he scores a great goal. Once again, being boxed out on the outside, he finishes it. Great celebration, big smile, and what a goal it was.
Leo Carlson getting his fourth game-winning goal of the season there, which is tied with Leon Draisaitl for the second most among all players right now, one back of Matt Boldy. So good stuff from him. Emerson, also you and Steve were mentioning after that, one thing that we've talked a little bit about this season has been the bench and their just body language during games, you know, whether they're really engaged or not. And you said that there was a lot of chatter between a couple guys after that, and I kind of saw that as a good sign.
Yeah, I'm always looking during stoppages of play, monitoring both benches, seeing if a team's up, how their body language is, and if you're down, same thing. So it just really caught my attention, and it just goes to show. We always say, right, winning's more fun. The energy was higher, but maybe just as these young players on this Ducks roster, and there are a lot of them, all of them are very elite, maybe have a more proactive approach to that positivity, that communication on the bench. Because I tell you what, if the communication I saw was going on the bench during the whole game, it would have been a much more decisive win, I tell you that. So it's all about the learning curves. And another point I want to make, and it's a point I mentioned not too long ago, AD, just we weren't winning these kind of games, right? Those close one-goal games. Look, those games last year were hard to come by, and we just feel like when we played not very good, we weren't coming out with the 2 points that winning teams typically do. We don't play the prettiest game, the cleanest game, but we still come out with the 2 points, and that's got to be so good for the guys in the dressing room.
That's a great point there, Emerson. Do you think that maybe this is a turning point, in a sense, for this Ducks team?
look, you take out a very good Dallas Stars team, and Brett Leeson mentioned it there in that interview, arriving late. Look, this isn't a top-tier Chicago Blackhawks team, but they have elite-level players. Bedard, he can make a ton happen, of course, shift in, shift out, among other players. But look, this is just a resilient Anaheim Ducks team that through the adversity, through getting here to Chicago so late, able to turn it around, just play well enough to come out with the 2 points. And it's, once again, it's got to be a good feeling.
One more for you, Emmer, before I let you go. Your impressions of Sam Colangelo in his season debut?
I thought he was great, and didn't notice him a ton in the first period. But look, he was making some big-time plays through the second, and as his ice time went up, I just thought he got more comfortable and better, creating quality opportunities, good looks. And look, he had that patience as well. There was one time where, whether it was a turnover, he forced the play, and that's what happened. He forced a play out of the zone when, in my opinion, he had a whole lot more room to work with. But those are those kind of adjustments, right? The game in the American Hockey League, it's just a tad slower, right? It's you're able to get your head up and it just to see the ice in a little bit more time in the American Hockey League. In the National Hockey League, look, it's fast pace. I know there was that adjustment curve early on in this hockey game, but I think as the game progressed, he got better and better.
All right, Emerson, thanks for joining us on the post-game show. You going to enjoy any deep-dish pizza, or what's the plan here tonight?
We brought that up last time we were here. And you know what? I did not indulge in any deep-dish pizza. I'm trying to watch the figure, AD.
Okay.
I'm trying to.
All
it's
right.
The holidays. I got to save myself for the apple pie and the cherry pie come Christmas and Thanksgiving.
That's
I can't right. wait. And the leftovers, I can go on and on, AD.
You know, there's a lot of other good food in Chicago, too, that you could indulge yourself in if you wanted to.
I do like deep dish.
I played
many tournaments here growing up, playing youth hockey here in Chicago. It's, of course, a great hockey city. It really is. They love their hockey here. So during those tournaments, I did indulge in some deep dish. And I got to say, I got to like it. I'm just watching my figure these days.
Yeah. All right, Emerson. Well, we'll see you on Friday for the next game. Safe travels back to Anaheim tomorrow, and looking forward to it.
Thanks, AD. I look forward to getting back to SoCal and, once again, enjoying that shortened T-shirt weather.
We'll see you soon. For those listening, stick around. We're going to get to the text line on the other side of the break.
No. Oh, my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra. The rock holiday tradition returns. Saturday, November 30th. Two shows. Honda Center. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Bring the whole family to the all-new show. Soaring guitars, dazzling lasers, and enough pyro to keep you warm all season. Don't miss Trans-Siberian Orchestra live in concert.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deets.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce, all the saves. All the hits, all the snipes, all the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
all the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BBBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Join the Wild Wings Kids Club presented by Chalk and UCI Health. Sign up today at AnaheimDucks.com/kidsclub to get your cool kit along with your special party invitation.
We're back with the post-game show, celebrating a Ducks 3-2 win tonight over the Chicago Blackhawks. Three wins in a row for your Anaheim Ducks now. They're getting some good momentum here in the middle of November, especially after the way this month started. We talked a little bit about it in the last segment with Emerson, but just how goals were hard to come by early in the season, but they're starting to pick up on that end. And the last three games as a part of this win, these last couple wins, they've had 13 goals. So really good to see on that. And then on the other side of that, some good goaltending, as John Gibson and Lukáš Dostál, of course, have been a very reliable tandem so far to this point in the season since John Gibson has returned. So now let's get to the text line, some of your text. As always, thank you for sending in your messages. The first one here, Tony says, back-to-back, one, it is hard shutting down Bedard and Donato, and we did it. Number two, Zellweger is becoming a top-level defenseman in this league. And number three, how did Tampa ever let Killorn go? Great acquisition, Beaker. Some great points you make there, Tony. Definitely hard to shut Bedard and Donato down, especially after that first meeting with the Hawks just a few weeks ago. And, you know, historically, since the Ducks have played against Connor Bedard in this season and last season, he has really done well against this Anaheim team. And tonight, you know, of course, he did have some assists as a part of this game. He ended up having a two-point night, only one shot on goal, though. Good to see. Defensively, the Ducks were able to contain him a bit more. You know, there was some points where he's Connor Bedard. You know, he was winning some of his battles, managing the puck well. And, of course, that did lead to, you know, helping in the end of playmaking for him. But, good job for the Ducks tonight to contain both of those guys. Olin Zellweger, man, we've been talking about him a lot recently and how good he's been, just how reliable he's also been for this Ducks team. He has a fearless shot, and I love that he's a part of the power play to show that off. And also having him get that goal last night, coming into tonight, still, you know, he loves having the puck on his stick. He is a defenseman, of course, but he loves to have those opportunities. He seeks out those lanes. He had two shots in this game, and I like that about his game. He's really in a kind of fearless type player in that sense, and I think he's been someone that the Ducks have really liked having on the back end through this season so far. I'm glad he's a part of this team this season full time. Last point there. How did Tampa ever let Killorn go? You know, Alex Killorn is someone we haven't really talked a whole lot about until recently. And I think it was because to start the season, it was a slow start for him. He went, he just wasn't really that noticeable in a lot of games. He was having some turnovers at some points. I remember seeing early in the season, and just he wasn't producing too much. But especially, I'm checking it now, through his first 6 games, he did not have a point until he was finally able to get one in the 7th against the Sharks this season. But now he's on this nice 4-game point streak. Happy to see that from him, because we do expect that from him, especially when he's playing on the top line alongside Leo Carlson. And in this case here tonight, Trevor Zegras, really, that was the Ducks' best line here tonight, was the three of them. And good stuff to see the three of them working so well together. Now, another text that we have here, Hill from Buena Park. Hill said, the Ducks looked pretty calm and collective throughout the game, but in the third period, they really put the hammer down on the Hawks defensively. Leeson looks outstanding out there. Zegras was very creative, and Gibson was solid tonight in net. Very impressive effort for the team with a three-game winning streak. I love the fire emojis that you put there, too. This game, it was a slow start for the Ducks. We did not see them having that energy that they started with last night. They came out flying in Dallas, and tonight, it was kind of a slow burn. Not a lot of sustained zone time early for the Ducks. I think that was honestly a bit of a concern early for me in this game, was seeing the lack of sustained time that they did have in the zone. I felt like they were just getting quick spurts of it, kind of chasing the game a little bit at points, but not necessarily in a way where I was concerned about the way the game was going to go, because I didn't see too much of that and too much of that jump and that energy from Chicago overall. So had a good feeling about it, even though after the first period, that was what we saw from the Ducks. And they did kind of change that around. You know, the second period, they started to get a little bit more active as it continued on. They put some more pressure, as you mentioned there, on Chicago defensively. And that really was seen, as you mentioned, Hill, in the third period. That's when the Ducks were able to do that. And, Brett Leeson, we can't say enough good about him recently. He has just been so, so good for this Ducks team. And honestly, such a surprise in a sense for this Ducks team, but a very good surprise because they needed him. He's got the size. He's got the length. He sees the ice well. And you can see, as he mentioned in the second intermission interview with Steven Emerson, that confidence he's playing with, that makes such a difference. When you're mentally confident, I think that it just changes your whole attitude as an athlete. So great stuff from them. Trevor Zegras, another one looking confident there tonight. Creative, especially with that pass back to Alex Killorn. Really deceptive pass. It didn't look like he was going to, you know, chip it off to him, but he was able to get it to him. And Ducks getting a very much needed goal there to tie the game up at that point. Another text that we have here, Daniel from Corona, 3 in a row and another win for Gibby. Feels like the guys are clicking better on the ice and it's leading more and more opportunities in front of the goal. I know Coach Bombay is happy to see the Ducks beat the Hawks. Yeah, that's a good one there. Certainly a good thing to see John Gibson in the net come back in and get these wins. He was missed early in the season. Lukasz Dostal took on a lot in the month of October. Of course, we had James Reimer at the time before he was on waivers, but I think that it kind of gives Dostal a little bit of relief too, now that he doesn't have to carry the entire load. And we have a guy like John Gibson coming in and helping out on these back-to-backs, and he's looked great too. So good stuff from him. And his final stats on this night for John Gibson, 18 saves on 20 total shots. So not giving the Hawks too many opportunities either. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll finish some more with the text line. Also talk a little bit about what's ahead for the Anaheim Ducks and finish off this night.
Regional Mexican Radio has a track record of bringing good vibes and classic Mexican tracks all day long. And tune in, the all-in-one audio app is here with our exclusive Éxitos Mexicano station, carrying on the radio format of Regional Mexicano with top artists. Listen to La Música del Momento from La Séptima Banda, Calibre 50, all ready to bring your day the best Mexican music. And don't forget to upgrade to TuneIn Premium for all music with no ads.
A chart-topping banger in the best way to bring good vibes to your day. And on TuneIn's Today's Hits, we've always got our finger on the pulse of what's hot in music. Like the latest tracks from Dua Lipa, Harry Styles, Bad Bunny, and so many more. Soundtrack your day with a full selection, Today's Hits. So check out TuneIn, the app that lets you hear your world.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffee House station. Just search Coffee House on TuneIn to listen.
Hey, y'all, it's Garth Brooks.
Ever wonder what's on Garth's personal playlist? Welcome to the Garth Channel.
My music, my stories, and all my friends.
Haven't I heard from...
And some songs you might not expect.
R-E-S-P-C-T.
Then, from the Garth catalog, we got it all.
Thunder
the music, the stories, the Garth Channel. Search the Garth Channel on TuneIn or tell your device to play the Garth Channel.
Sometimes rock and roll makes you want to take off your shirt and throw a TV out the window. Other times, you want to relax and take it easy. For the latter feeling, head to Soft Rock Hits on TuneIn, your home for exploring rock's shy, sensitive side.
It's you and me forever.
Search Soft Rock Hits to listen.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
We were delighted to learn that the president's lawyers, the moment they found out about...
Sports.
Gotcha! Strikes quickly! The magic continues for
music.
DC.
I can buy myself. Even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. And be sure to ask your smart devices to play TuneIn.
The Ducks improved to 8-8-2 on their season. They also improved their road record to above 500. They are 4-3-2 on the road, which is impressive, because sometimes playing on the road is difficult for teams, but the Ducks seem to be liking it to this point in the season. So hopefully they can keep that up as they have a couple more road games coming up. It'll be Seattle next week and some a little bit later on this into the month of December. I got to look ahead to November's ending here pretty soon. I know we're on the 19th today, so about a little over halfway, but looking ahead into the future. Also, a couple things to note from this game here tonight. We talked about Ryan Strome. It was a big night for him, playing in his 800th career NHL game. That's such a milestone to be in the NHL that long. I mean, it's impressive to stay healthy throughout these years, and he's someone that I always really enjoy talking to. He's got a big personality and just never shy to say whatever's on his mind. So happy for Stromer to get a win on this important night for him. And also, Leo Carlson with his goal tonight. He scored his 18th career goal and moved within 2 of Lucas Raymond, who has 20, for the second most by a Swedish-born teenager in NHL history. Gabriel Landeskog leads the list at 22. So Leo Carlson only 4 away from the top of that list, and his birthday is in a little over a month. So he still has some time to move up on that list, and we want to see him move up on the list because that would be a nice milestone for Leo Carlson in his young career. All right, let's get back to the text line. A few more texts before we wrap up this post-game show. Let's see here. Red from Buena Park. Red said, what a great finish to the road trip. The Ducks kept plays alive, had the energy tank full in a back-to-back, and had the puck a lot, especially in the third to neutralize the Hawks' attack. Watching from home on Victory Plus showed the interaction of Zegras, Carlson, and Killorn on the bench reviewing a past play. It just showed you how engaged they were and how much the team wanted this game. I'm glad that you caught that on Victory Plus, and it's funny because Steven Emerson also caught that on the broadcast right around when that happened. I believe that was after Carlson's goal, and it does. I think that's a good sign, as Emerson and I alluded to in the early part of this post-game show, just how engaged they are. That body language on the bench says a lot about a team, and when, you know, you're noticing those moments, it's important, and it's telling you, you know, that the team is gelling, things are working, and there's some chemistry being built. So good interaction to catch there on the broadcast, and also just talking to the energy tank. I mean, Back-to-backs are tough, especially when you got to travel in between on a plane. But as I mentioned last night in the post-game show, it helps when you're staying in the same time zone. So the team, the fact that they were able to do that, get the job done tonight, and they get to just stay tonight. They don't have to worry about getting home late. They're staying overnight before they travel back to SoCal here tomorrow. I think it'll be a nice little way to bond for them tonight, keep this win streak going. So let's get to another message here. That was a close one. Great job preventing the quote-unquote stars from getting grade A chances. And it's so good to see the players finally converting on their chances. I know it's just Chicago, but good to see two wins in a row and the team smiling after a game. Yeah, that's kind of been along the lines of what we've been talking about here. Just the fact that the Ducks were able to hold strong defensively, you know, on some of those Hawks players that we know can be dangerous. And the fact that they were also able to still find their offensive chances in this game, despite only having 24 shots on goal. It was that second period where they started to turn it on, 11 shots on goal for Anaheim in the second period, only 6 in the final and 7 to start. So like I mentioned, 24 overall. That's a total that the team's got to continue to work on getting more of, even going back to last night when they were in Dallas, 28 shots on goal, still able to get the win there with four goals on 28 shots. I mean, these are good. You know, when you look at it, it does average out good, but, you know, you're going to want more shots on goal in the end. And I feel like Anaheim was a little hesitant early in this game. Because they weren't getting much sustained zone time, they needed more shots on goal. But when they did have their chances, they made the most of them. And that's what counts from this one here tonight. Last couple stats for you. The Ducks, 27 hits, kind of a number that stood out to me. A bit more physical for them in this game. Sometimes this matchup can be a bit physical. We saw that last season as well. 14 block shots. Now 12 giveaways. The Hawks only had 9. So something you got to watch there, because that can turn around and haunt you. But luckily the Hawks weren't too fast in transition, and the Ducks were able to, as we've talked, keep them out of the Ducks' defensive structure was able to keep Chicago out of any too many chances. Besides Jason Dickinson, he got some good chances, obviously leading to his goals, but the Ducks finding a way to get it done here tonight on the road. 3 in a row. They're going to come back home to Honda Center on Friday, take on the Buffalo Sabres. That'll be the first meeting between the two teams this season. It's a 7 o'clock game, so we'll have the pregame show for you at 6:30 from Honda Center. Looking forward to that one. But if you want to stick around and listen to the replay of your Ducks winning here tonight, you can. That'll be after the break, as always. But thank you so much for tuning in for this post-game show. The Anaheim Ducks getting a 3-2 win tonight over the Chicago Blackhawks. We'll see you on Friday at 6:30. And thank you so much for tuning in to the post-game show here on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
Looking for an app to hear all your favorite music, news, sports, and more?
He's been president before. I know exactly
where he is.
We've got
all of your audio all in one place, right here on TuneIn. Play your favorite stations, like Que Buena.
Mi corazón, muchas gracias por estar en sintonía, por comunicarse con
ESPN Radio.
The ball up here, but the one thing DeMarcus does very well is he's
the Daily.
Paul, we have spent a lot of time over the past year talking about higher education.
And so much more. Whatever you love listening to, you can hear it all on TuneIn.
Live NFL games are streaming on TuneIn.
Football is on TuneIn.
TuneIn has my sports.
Still working through this secondary. And a touchdown.
Plus, listen to Thursday night, Sunday night, and Monday night football for free.
Touchdown!
Plus, catch live sports talk on ESPN Radio between games so you can stay locked in all season long.
They've got two great running backs. Do a really good job with the play action.
Ready to hit the field? Just go to the NFL page on TuneIn to start listening today.
Tailgate Radio is your game day party station.
Playing all the anthems, like this one.
Tailgate Radio.
Try to keep up. Going down
till the sun comes up.
It's Garth. From the football game to your backyard to camping to house parties, Tailgate Radio is your party station.
Tailgate!
Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Search Tailgate Radio on TuneIn or tell your device to play Tailgate Radio.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's classic rock hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search classic rock hits or ask your smart device to play classic rock hits on TuneIn.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
The music you love is the key to a great day. And the best place to hear music for every mood from every genre is TuneIn. This all-in-one audio app brings together top curated music stations, spinning today's hits, top country tracks, the best in Latin hits, and anything else you want to soundtrack your day. Plus, if you upgrade to TuneIn Premium for a low monthly price, you'll keep the good tunes and the good vibes going without any ads. So if you're looking for your next party soundtrack, look no further than TuneIn.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. This is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook and the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
NHLShop.com. The official online store of the National Hockey League and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Hey Ducks fans, join the Wild Wings Kids Club presented by Chalk and UCI Health. Get exclusive access to member-only parties, an awesome kit packed with giveaways, prizes, and more. It's the coolest club in Orange Country. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/kidsclub for more information.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for our replay of tonight's game on Duckstream, the official 24/7 audio network for the Anaheim Ducks. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks pregame show. Up next on Ducks.